This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm trying not to cough too much on my guest, but I have fed him some chocolate, so he's lovely. I'm lovely and warm and toasty days with a cup of tea. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Chris Boylan from Churches Together, and we're going to be talking about lighting up Brentwood and also the candlelit parade and the performances on the stage as well, and also the stands you've got on the high street. So we kick off first. What is your role with Churches Together, and how did you get involved?
I've been involved with Churches Together in Brentwood for a good number of years now, really probably since about 2005. And Churches Together in Brentwood encompass a number of churches, both free churches, Anglican, Catholic churches, and we work together on all sorts of things, but lighting up Brentwood is one of the priority things that we focus on each year. My role as deputy moderator specifically, I guess, is for lighting up Brentwood, and that's how I have become involved, and we promoted other things as well during the course of the year.
But there must be thousands of people, because you've got all the different churches. There must be thousands of you.
Well, there are a good number of Christians, of course, in the town. Yeah, I guess probably overall around about 8,000, 10,000 maybe Christians. When you consider a population of Brentwood of 60 to 70,000 people, there's still a lot of people there that we want to try and reach and bring the Christmas story for what it really means to them.
Are you finding, just slightly off topic, as we were talking about food banks, which we'll get to in a while, are you finding you're getting more people with the recession and the way that sort of life is at the moment, which I think is a little bit unstable for a lot of people? Are you finding a lot of people are turning back towards the church, like families and younger people?
Yes, I do. For us at the Baptist Church, we're very privileged that every week we seem to have more and more visitors, young families, young people, and we come across a lot of people that are in serious need one way or the other. So clearly they are thinking more and more about life and deeper matters, and we are able to be there to help them in those situations. And this is what we also want to do on the High Street when we have Lighting Up Brentwood.
Now, that's on the 30th of November. It's going to be a fantastic day all along Brentwood High Street. You're going to have loads of stores. It's going to be the main stage. Crown Street has got its stage as well. There's going to be loads of like local produce on sale. Father Christmas will be there, which will be lovely.
Oh, absolutely.
And the snowman. You're going to be on you're doing the candlelit parade. So tell everybody a little bit about that.
Well, the candlelit parade we started in 2005, and by and large, that is open for anybody and everybody. This year, we are aiming to have around about 500 people with candles, real candles that don't go out in the wind or the rain. They're processional candles. They take quite a job to light them, and we have to make sure they're marshalled properly, and so we avoid any problems or issues, and we have to make sure they get put out properly. But we also have glow sticks for the children, so the children can come along and get involved. And the idea of the candlelit procession is to bring light into Brentwood High Street for what Christ came to do at Christmas, bringing light into people's lives.
So where does it start? Does it start down the other end of the High Street?
The procession starts at Westbury Road. That's where we gather. We have the Royal British Legion Youth Band at Brentwood. John Wyndham has very graciously agreed and cooperated with the band coming along to lead the procession. And we will start at the Westbury Road car park. By and large, we gather at 4 o'clock. So we move off around about 4:20. And then we process through the High Street, and it's a fantastic experience and a fantastic experience to see coming up the road, especially from the main stage. And we come to the stage around about 10 minutes to 5, just before the switch on. And then we get rid of the candles and we enjoy the switch on along with everybody else. But that is one of the main things that the churches get involved in.
Now, you're going to be on stage as well. You've got two performances on the main stage this year. So who's doing what? What can we expect from that?
Yeah, the Churches Together in Brentwood have formed a choir. We did this for the last 2 years. They've been practicing very, very hard, singing all sorts of songs, Christmas songs and Christmas carols. And they will be performing, first of all, at 12 o'clock, I think, to about 12:15 on the main stage. But then a little bit later in the afternoon, about 4:35, I think they start, through to about 10 to 5. Just before the switch on, they will be singing again on the main stage. And that is a group of people that come from all the churches throughout the town. As I say, say they've been practicing hard, and we are very fortunate that we've got Steve Morgan, a Christian from Southend, who's come along to conduct the choir, to train them, to teach them, and they are spectacular. Come and have a listen to them. They are wonderful.
Are you going to be singing with them, Chris? Are you up there on the stage?
Well, I hope to be.
Make sure you're at the front, don't get at the back. Now, you were saying you've got two stands on the High Street as well this year, because it's going to be full of like local produce, as I said, an amazing stand. So if you're looking for extra Christmas presents, you want to get down there on the 30th, because it is really good fun, and also on Crown Street. But you've got two stands yourself.
Yeah, the churches have got two stands. We've had these for a good number of years now. We have one at the Chapel Ruins, and we have one on the corner of Crown Street and the High Street. And by and large, these give away. The idea of this is that we have mince pies and coffee and teas, and we just engage with the local people. We don't charge them. This is just a gift from the churches. Here you go. And that's been very successful. We have those two outlets. The stand on the corner of Crown Street this year will also encompass Brentwood Food Bank. We're promoting Brentwood Food Bank this year with the support from the council, and we're looking forward to that, to bring an awareness to the town of what the need is really for Christmas. There's many, many families in Brentwood that will be struggling this year.
Yeah, we were just saying off air actually, because it is an affluent, we always think of Brentwood as an really affluent area, but there are a lot of families that will be feeling the pinch at Christmas.
Absolutely, they will be. Yeah, and the churches, along with anybody else, I mean, the idea of having the stand there is that people will be able to donate produce. There will also be a street collection. If people want to donate to the food bank project, they can do so, and we will use that then to buy produce for people that are really in need and might not even have a Christmas meal.
Yeah. We see. So sometimes you sit there and you think, oh, I've got bills to pay and stuff, but you're probably still going to have your turkey and your trimmings and stuff for, you know, for Christmas. So if you're there on the day and you've got you know, if you've got a couple of tins of things, you can bring them down and
yes, indeed. On the day. Yes, there's on the stand we will have a whole list of sort of the produce that we can accept. Yep. One has to be aware, of course, that perishables are not easily stored, and we don't accept those. But there's a lot of things that people can donate, and these will be used to make sure they go to the needy people at Brentwood.
And now, if people want to come along to your church, what sort of things do you have going on at your church?
We have all sorts of things going on at our church. We've got a new youth club that's started in September, Connect, for kids. I think they're ranging through to from 8 till about 11, perhaps a little bit older. I really can't remember now, but that's a mixed club of boys and girls, and it's become very successful. So that is one thing that we are doing for the younger people. On a Monday evening, we have a club for the older teenagers as well. We have all sorts of things going on through the week. We have a preschool, which is Ofsted supported. Yeah. We have a mothers and toddlers group. We have Brentwood Songsters come to us, and they use our premises for training for their young people, who again are performing at Lighting Up Brentwood. We have Brentwood Chess Club meet at our church. We have a drop-in on a Friday lunchtime with Oasis, as well as our Sunday services. We do on a Sunday once a month have something alternative, and that encompasses either a service for prayer for healing for those people that are in serious need, and we have a number of people within our fellowship that are really struggling with their health issues at the moment. But then another month we might have King's Praise, which is loosely based on Songs of Praise, which is a alternative service of singing some traditional hymns and songs, where we have a cup of tea in the middle, all sorts of things, and guest people coming along to play guitars or flutes, listen to a bit of music. It's just very, very relaxed and very alternative. Very popular service.
Now, do you have a website at all?
We do. Yeah. We have www.brentwoodbaptist.org, right. I think.
So
I hope.
So
but Google it, you'll find it.
Excellent. See, this is all modern now, isn't it? Go and have a look on, go and look online. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, and I hope to see you on the 30th. I'll be looking for you on the stage.
Get we shall look forward to it. I will do it. And thank you for the chocolate for Ron.
That's what I said, would you like a chocolate? He said, oh, yes. I said, take one for later on. And what did you said, I'll take one for Ron. I went, have I met Ron? I don't know if I've met Ron before. And you said, later on. You caught me. My dad would have loved that, actually. He would have really laughed. Thanks very much. It's lovely to see you, and I shall see you on the 30th.
Bless you. Look forward to it, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Right, 10:40 here at Phoenix FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Here is Sugar Miner with Good Thing Going.